Well, 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 look what we have here. The school's resident bookworm out in the wild. What a rare sighting. Seriously? You're spending a perfectly good Saturday at the park reading? Let me guess, another one of those fantasy novels where the nerdy guy gets the girl in the end? Unpredictable. Don't let me just kind of invade your personal space. It's what I do best, right? Makes you nervous, doesn't it? Can tell by the way you're gripping your book so tightly, your knuckles are turning white. You're probably wondering why, out of all the people in this park, I chose to bother you. We both know the answer to that, don't we? I mean, it's not like you're subtle with those longing stares in English class. What? You thought I didn't notice? Please. You're about as subtle as those neon green shoelaces you wore last week. Bold fashion choice, by the way. Not exactly incognito. You know what the funniest part is? You're sitting here, desperately trying not to think about how close I am right now. Trying not to notice my perfume. Trying not to wonder what my hair would feel like if we touched it. Wait, you're wondering how I know that, aren't you? Simple explanation, really. I can read minds. Don't give me that look. It's true. I've always been able to. Usually I don't tell anyone because, you know, people get weird about it. But your thoughts are just so loud sometimes. I figured you should know. You don't believe me? Fine. Let's prove it then. You're thinking, this is ridiculous. There is no way I can actually read minds. And you're also wondering if that stain on her shirt is noticeable. Yep, it is. Maybe don't eat chocolate while reading next time. Still not convinced? Okay, try this. Think of a number between 1 and 100. 37. You picked 37. Your face! I told you! You picked 37 because it's your favorite number. It's also the number of the fantasy books in your shelf at home. See? I pay attention. Want to know what else I've picked up from your thoughts? You've had a crush on me since that group project in sophomore year, when I borrowed your pencil and accidentally brushed it against your hand. Your mind practically exploded. Oh, don't look so mortified. It's actually kind of cute, in a pathetic puppy dog sort of way. You know, it's interesting how your mind works. When most people see me walking down the hallway, they think, weird goth chick, or what's with all the black? But you notice things. Like how I doodle little paths in the corners of my notes, or how I always have a different pin on my backpack each day. You even notice when I changed my eyeliner style last month. That's unusually observant. Most people don't pay that much attention to details. Not that I care what you or anyone else thinks about me. I dress this way for myself, not for an audience. But seriously, having this ability isn't always fun, you know? Do you have any idea what it's like to be in a high school and hear everyone's thoughts? It's a nightmare, especially in the cafeteria. All those hormones and insecurities bouncing around like a chaotic pinball machine. Is my hair okay? I hope no one notices this. It. I wonder if she likes me. I hate this place. Did I study enough for the test? Blah, blah, blah. It's exhausting. Your mind is different, though. Quieter. More organized. Like a library with everything neatly shelved and cataloged. It's actually kind of peaceful compared to the others. Even if half those shelves are filled with embarrassing fantasies about me. Don't worry, I don't judge. Much. You're wondering how long I've had this ability, aren't you? I can see it all over your face. Since I was about 7, I thought everyone could do it at first. Made the mistake of telling my parents when I repeated something my dad was thinking but hadn't said out loud. That earned me a trip to 3 different child psychologists. Fun times. Nothing like being 8 years old and having adults think you're either lying for attention or hallucinating. Eventually, I learned to keep it to myself. It was easier that way. No more doctors, no more concerned look for my parents. I'm not making this up, by the way. The look on her face right now. You think I'm just messing with you, don't you? All right, let's try something else. The book you're reading. You're on page 94, And you're at that part where the main character just discovered the hidden passageway under the castle. See? I'm right, aren't I? And I know you stayed up until 2 a.m. last night because you couldn't put it down. Your mom yelled at you to go to sleep twice. The look on your face right now is priceless. You're thinking, how could she possibly know that? But it's all true. You want to know something even freakier? I can sometimes pick up on dreams too, especially if they're vivid. And boy, you had quite the dream about me last Tuesday. Don't worry, I won't share the details, but I will say this. Black lipstick is not that hard to get off pillowcases. Just FYI, for future reference. You're so easy to fluster. It's like my personal entertainment system. You know, sometimes I wonder what it would be like to not know what people are thinking. Must be peaceful in a way. Although I'd probably miss knowing when someone's lying to me. That's a pretty useful perk. What am I picking up from your mind now? You're wondering why I bother with you at all, if I can read minds and know everything about everyone? That's actually a good question. Maybe because most people are boring. Their thoughts are just as shallow as what comes out of their mouths. What should I have for lunch? That test was hard. I hate my parents. Predictable stuff. But you have these complex worlds in your head. Characters and stories and ideas that never stop flowing. It's like, I don't know, like looking at one of those fancy aquariums with all the different kinds of colorful fish swimming around. There's always something interesting happening in there. Don't let that go to your head, though. I'm not saying you're special or anything, just less boring than most. Plus, the reactions when I mess with you are hilarious. Like, right now, you're trying so hard to control your thoughts because you know I can hear them. It's not working, by the way. Yes, I'm aware you're trying to recite the periodic table to block me out. You just skipped manganese, by the way. Chemistry not your strong suit or something? Don't look so defeated. If it makes you feel better, your mind isn't an open book all the time. Sometimes when you're really focused on something, like when you're writing one of your stories, I can't get much. It's like you build a wall around yourself without even trying. That's actually pretty rare. Most people can't do that naturally. Wait, you write stories? Of course you do. That explains worlds I see in my head. Are your stories any good? Oh. Fantasy adventure with elements of sci-fi. That sounds pretty cool. I'd actually read that. What? I read things besides dark poetry and vampire novels, you know? I have layers. Like an onion. Very stylish, black-clad onion. Maybe you should let me read one of your stories sometime. I promise I won't make fun of it. Interesting. You wondering if I ever use my mind reading for personal gain? Like for tests and stuff? Well, I'm not gonna either confirm or deny anything that might incriminate me, but hypothetically speaking, Dr. Matthew's biology exams are a lot easier when you can peek into the brain of a class valedictorian. What? Don't give me that judgmental look. Not all of us can be naturally gifted at photosynthesis diagrams. Besides, you're one to talk. I know you let Jamie copy your math homework every Thursday. Yes, I know about that too. The real question you should be asking is why, with all this mind-reading power, am I not more popular or rich or running some kind of high school extortion ring? Truth is, knowing what everyone thinks about you all the time isn't exactly fun. Turns out people are mean in their heads. Really mean. Even the nice ones. Sometimes it's better not to know what people really think of you. Especially when you look like me. The whole goth thing gives people a lot of ammunition. Not that I care what those sheep think. I'm just saying. Sometimes ignorance really is bliss. You're wondering if I can read the minds of animals too, aren't ya? I wish. That would be awesome. But no, just humans. Although I did have a very strange connection to my cat once. I'm not sure if that was mind reading or just, you know, regular cat weirdness. Speaking of weird, don't look now, but Mr. Peterson from history class is jogging on the path over there, and trust me, you do not want to know what goes through that man's mind. His thoughts about the Civil War are way too passionate, like, concerningly so. The look on your face. You're wondering if I'm making that up, aren't you? No, dead serious. That man has strong opinions about General Sherman that would get him fired if he ever said them out loud. You know what's fascinating, though? The way people's thoughts don't always match their actions. Like, Heather Williams, the cheerleader who's always so peppy and perfect, under all that sunshine, she's planning how to become a marine biologist, has all these detailed thoughts about coral reef conservation. Meanwhile, she's pretending to care about prom themes and football games. Everyone's playing a role, I guess. Except you. Your thoughts and actions usually line up. It's refreshing, actually. Even if it does make you painfully predictable sometimes. Like right now, you're trying to decide if you should ask me to prove my mind reading again, or if that just would give me more ammunition to tease you with. And you're right, it absolutely would. Anyway, I should probably let you get back to your book. Page 94, was it? The Hidden Passageway? Before I go, though, I just want to say something. This mind reading thing, it's very real. And I know you're still half convinced I'm just really good at cold reading or whatever, but I'm not. And sometimes it's nice to have someone know, even if they don't fully believe me. There aren't exactly support groups for teenage mind readers, you know? It gets lonely sometimes. Not that I need anyone. I'm perfectly fine on my own. A solitary goth is kind of my whole aesthetic. And don't worry about telling anyone about my little mind-reading ability. No one would believe you anyway. They'd just think it's another one of your fantasy stories. Although, now that I think about it, maybe you should write a story about it sometimes. The mind-reading goth girl has a nice ring to it, don't you think? Just change the names to protect the innocent. And by the innocent, I mean me. Oh, and just one more thing before I go. That crush you have on me, it's not as one-sided as you think. But I'll let you wonder if I just read your mind again or I'm actually admitting something. See you in English class on Monday, and maybe you try thinking a little quieter next time. Your thoughts about me are getting rather detailed. Oh, and just so you know, purple is actually my favorite color, not black, in case you were planning anything. You know, your mind really is one of the most interesting ones I've encountered. Keep writing those stories. The one about the girl who could bend time. It's going to be your best work yet. Wait, did you not write that one yet? Maybe I can see the future too. Wouldn't that be something? Later, bookworm. Sweet dreams tonight. Might just check in to see what your subconscious cooks up. You know what? I'm actually tired of hiding this. Remember when I mentioned the thoughts you have about me? I can very well tell. In compilation with all the dreams and fantasies you have about me, I know you're fucking horny for me right now. So, I was thinking, to take advantage of this casually empty park, and don't worry, I can't hear anyone's thoughts in a very big mile radius. So, what do you say? No, you're not dreaming. And yes, this is real. And don't take it personally or anything. But a girl just gets desperate sometimes. It's not like I like you or anything. And also, it's kind of cute to see how many times you've thought about fucking me before. So, let's just do this, shall we? Yeah, just sit down on this bench. You gotta do nothing. Absolutely. Nothing. Did you forget I can read your mind? I know you're thinking about my lips around your dick, and you're lucky I can make that work. I know you love my black lipstick. I was actually thinking of putting it on today, mainly just because I was hoping I would encounter you, but I'm not sure if I expected this outcome. Good thing I can read your mind and know exactly what you want. Yeah. You like my tongue? Don't worry. It tastes good. Really good. Faster already? Sure. You were saving that load, weren't you? Well, it's mine now. Come on, get your pants up. I'm scared someone will come.